WJAR.com.
My computer likes spam and cookies and peanut butter and duct tape and high-grade plastics and those cute little banana peppers that look like...
I'm a loser, baby, so why don't you kill me?
A little Weird Al followed up with a little weird Ken.
Weird Al does back. I mean, yeah. Does it get any better than that?
That is the remix of all remixes.
Hey! You got a hey in polka music, right?
Right.
Hi, you're listening to hour number two of the Computer Corner. It is Ken Colburn, Brandon Disney, Mike Cal Valdivia, C-Cab, and whoever else we can talk into coming in here on Saturdays. Don't forget our newsletter goes out every week, gives you a little early warning about various items, such as there's a new mass mailing worm out there called the, depends on who you want to listen to, the Beagle or the Bagel. Information about specifically what it does is contained in our newsletter. Fortunately, it's... set to stop working on the 28th of this month,
yes.
But unfortunately that means there's another one already. Whoever wrote this already has another one ready to go.
So protect yourself from this one, though. All you do is don't read any emails after the 28th.
No.
No?
No.
No, you just make sure you keep your antivirus up to date and your patches and your Windows updates and follow our advice in our newsletter.
Yeah, because if you read on the 29th a piece of mail that came in on the 26th, that doesn't help you.
Ah,
see what I mean?
Ah, I see how that works.
Also, we're continuing to provide some assistance to the AZ Strut organization, the fine organization. AZ Strut stands for Students Recycling Used Technology. They do a great job of turning old technology into usable technology and then donating it to very needy individuals and organizations. And we want to try to facilitate them getting stuff before it becomes completely useless. And you know, everybody out there is guilty of this. They just assumed that they were going to do something with that old printer, that old computer, and it sat in a closet for 2 or 3 years, and now it's completely useless.
Obsolete.
And had you donated it when you just weren't going to use it anymore, somebody else could have made use for that for the 2 years. So, in addition
besides
to
helping them out, yeah. we got some other stuff. We can help you out by getting it out of your garage and giving you your space back or cleaning up that stuff, and you can get yourself a tax-deductible donation, which this time of year, if you're getting out your trusty old TurboTax or you've talked to your CPA and you're thinking, man, oh, I'm going to get nailed this year, you know, that might help you out in a few ways.
Yeah.
So
you can visit any of the local Data Doctors stores here in the Phoenix area. I believe we're at 13 at this point.
Yes.
Soon to be 14, I think.
Right.
But anyway, you can see the closest location to you just by going to our website.
We're going to add a little disclaimer to this.
Yes.
A couple people, they had a big, huge gathering, like a church put together a, hey, bring all your computer stuff in, and they loaded up like a U-Haul truck and backed up to one of our stores and said, here we are!
Done!
We don't have room for all that stuff. So, if you're a person listening and you've got a computer or two or a computer monitor, keyboard, whatever, or maybe even a small business and you've got two computers that you need to get rid of, donate, whatever the case may be, fine, we'll take that kind of stuff. If you've got any kind of large donation to make, you've got half dozen items, you put together a big collection, and you've got a truckload.
Yeah.
You can call up any one of our stores, and you can get a number to AZ Strut directly, or to more properly West Tech Recyclers. Or you can go to azstrut.org and contact the folks there and make the donation directly. That way they can probably even come to you with a big truck and get that stuff if it's a large enough
pickup. We want to definitely help where we can. Unfortunately, people were very generous and brought a lot of stuff, and we literally had no place to put it. So we're trying to make this convenient for people, but in the same token, if you're organizing a group and trying to get a large amount of that put together, please
actually, it'll be even more convenient, because if it's a large enough group,
yes.
They've agreed to come and take it. They'll come to where you are with a big truck and take it right from you instead of you having to load it up and bring it to us, and then they come to us and get it, and it's a whole big thing. So
sure.
Anyway, big donations. You can go direct through them, and we can help hook you up. If you need information on that, contact any of our stores. And if you have smaller donations, then you can just bring those straight in. Or you might want to just call ahead just to make sure that, hey, here's what I'm planning on bringing. Is
just
that cool?
Be careful.
There you go.
You can get all this information in our weekly newsletter, which you can subscribe to. It's absolutely free. There's no spam. We don't sell your list. We don't put ads in it. It's nothing. It's just a way for us to distribute information to the 25,000-30,000 people that have said, please tell us what's going on in the world of computers.
Right.
And now we're having an archive of newsletters, so if you're not subscribed right now, you can see this week's newsletter by just going to the website after today.
It just keeps getting more gooder. Let's talk to Orville, shall we? Orville's got a question. He doesn't currently have a PC. Orville, is this your first computer?
Yeah, it is, and let me tell you something. I never figured out my VCR yet.
Is it still flashing 12?
No, I threw it away.
Okay, all right. Yeah.
You know, Orville, I can probably save you a lot of money. If you couldn't figure out the VCR and you threw it away...
Yeah.
Don't let that dissuade you.
Okay, I was going to say, the computer may not be your friend.
No. Completely different animals. VCRs,
okay.
VCRs
well, the thing is, here's my situation. I'm retired and I live in my RV and I travel.
Great.
And my kids are all over my case. They want me to get a computer, email, all this stuff, you know.
Right, absolutely.
So I'm just looking at, like, the standard thing. And I caught your show last week. That's why I called today.
Well, we appreciate that.
Well,
what you may want...
You hit on something last week that nailed me.
Okay.
You said, why buy a computer? And then you have to call India to get service. That exactly happened to me on another product. When I got a hold of this guy in India, I couldn't believe it. I couldn't even understand him.
Yeah, well, that's the advice that we
My
give.
My friend, what you're saying?
What are your problems?
Can you give me a thumbnail price of what should I get? You know, I'd rather get something here where I could bring it back and get it fixed.
Yeah, well, that's where we give the advice. It's not what you buy, it's who you buy it from. You know,
okay.
And what is it? Now, how much traveling do you do? You do quite a bit all over the country or just a little bit?
Well, I travel the West Coast. I prospect for gold. That's what I do.
Really? And how's that going?
It ain't too bad.
That sounds like fun.
Well, I'm going to San Bernardino from here.
You're like a miner, sort of.
He's a major miner. So, Orville, yeah, your best bet's probably getting something like some kind of a laptop or notebook. Small, easy to work with. It'll plug into your electrical system in your RV.
Okay.
They are more expensive than a desktop, and we've seen a lot of people. We've had people drive up to our stores in their huge RVs, and they've got these rolling offices in there. I mean, you can get pretty crazy if you want.
No. There ain't much room in an RV for me. Let me tell you.
Yeah, with all that panning equipment stuff, I'm sure.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've got a lot of gear with me, you betcha. But the laptop, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So what do you say? What do you think?
Well, again, who you're going to buy it from and what kind of coverage you're going to have. If you're going to be up and down the coast, you might want to look at some organization that has representation so that if you have a problem, you can take it in. The sad fact about laptops, truly, though, Orville.
Like the popcorn.
You don't generally get a lot of service directly from wherever you drop it off because they're proprietary in nature, meaning that only certain people have the parts and certain people can fix them.
I see.
So oftentimes, even when you do drop it off at a physical location, they're going to ship it off somewhere else.
And we generally, when people we recommend to people when you're buying a computer, if you're buying a regular desktop machine, it's probably not worth it to buy the extended warranty. But when it comes to a notebook computer, that's when it makes some sense usually. It's usually not a whole lot more money, and you buy that extended warranty, extend that thing out to 2 or 3 years.
I see.
Because it can get very, very expensive, and usually so expensive that it's not worth repairing if you have a major problem with your notebook computer. So,
I mean, yeah. You can visit any major retailer and look at those things.
You guys don't make them, huh?
We actually do, but we don't have any representation in California at the moment.
Oh, well, I'm usually back around here, you know, off and on all the time.
Yeah, we actually do something different. We actually custom build our laptops for our clients, so it's a different approach where you don't have to buy what's on the shelf. You get to order exactly what you want, so you can save money by not getting crazy gaming cards and things that you don't need.
Well, I caught that last week, you know, that you guys build them here, and I'm thinking that's what I got a daughter here, so I'm in and out of here all the time.
Well, we service them here. The manufacturing facility for all of our computers is actually in California. So,
okay.
But we take care of ordering exactly what you need. But again, what you want to do is if you're going to come into one of our stores, just bring a list of things that you're going to be doing. Like, I need to email. I need to do this.
Yeah.
You also need to figure out how are you going to connect to the internet as you're on the road. Who's your provider going to be? And we can give you some advice on that as well, some suggestions.
And where you're going to go, are there phone lines available, or do you need some kind of wireless solution, and what kind of budget do you
have? What's the wireless thing?
Do you have a cell phone?
Yes, I do.
Check with your cell phone provider. A lot of times they'll either have an optional card you can install, or you can actually plug right into your cell phone and use the minutes on your cell phone to connect to the internet.
And a lot of cell phone plans these days, they give you like unlimited nights and weekend minutes and things like that. So, you know, you kind of plan a little bit, and that way if you go online at night, you're not worrying about your minutes and taking up your airtime and things.
That's what I'm on now. So, yeah, the weekend's free, and after 8 at night is free.
Yeah. It's not terribly fast, so you're not going to want to do a lot of surfing, but as far as email goes, it works out pretty good.
Okay.
All right.
Where are you located in town?
Everywhere?
There's
everywhere.
13 locations. So if you have access to either a phone book or the internet.
Okay, what are you listed under?
Data doctors.
Yeah, just data doctors.
Data doctors.
All right.
Okay, I appreciate the info.
We'll see y'all down the road. We'll leave the light on in our stores.
Hey.
Or something like
and
that.
Bring us a nugget or two.
Yeah. A really.
Yeah, I can do that.
A big one.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
Thanks, Earl. Good luck.
You know, that's not actually a form of payment we take is gold nuggets.
Nuggets. Well, yeah, we bite into them, don't we?
We barely even take cash anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, Who uses cash?
Do we have a Bunsen burner to try to melt it down at the counter to make sure it's real?
Orville will hook us up.
All right.
I'm sure he knows all about all that stuff.
Should we continue on this line? Or
we should, but we're going to take a quick break first because I need to get some better coffee.
All right. Well,
and when we come back.
Steve wants to know where he can go to learn more about computers, so this might also
help.
Dude,
he's got a Dell.
Dude, you got Dell'd.
Yeah. Stick around, Steve, and everybody else and all you guys. It's the Computer Corner. We'll be right back.